All right, we are back with some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Andrea Westbrook. Andrea, first question. If your week, this past week, was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
I would say The Moments in Between.
Oh, that's a very poetic title. I love that. The Moments in Between. Oh, thank you. What's one thing that you own that you really probably should throw out?
Oh, there's a few items of clothing, yeah, that I love and don't quite fit right, but I'm not ready to part with them yet.
Yes, yes, yes. Most used app on your phone?
Gmail.
Oh, yep, yep. Favorite smell?
Daffodils, because it's spring here.
Those are the yellow ones, right?
The yellow ones, yeah.
I don't even know they have a smell.
Yeah, quite crisp and clean.
Oh, I wonder if maybe they don't smell in Canada. I have to go find some daffodils and smell them and see. But I'll probably have to wait till next spring. So I'll report back in like 6 months. do you have a favorite word?
The F word.
Oh! The F word is such a good word.
It is a brilliant word. Yeah. And so applicable in so many different situations. Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
And I'm not talking about fat.
Yeah.
The other F word.
Talking about fuck. This is an exclusive podcast or an explicit podcast. We can swear. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally mark the explicit button because I'm like, there will be swears. I just can't help it.
Yeah, we're adults.
Right. Adult podcast. What about a least favorite word?
Can't.
Yes. Can't. Yeah. Love it.
And should.
Oh.
And should. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What scares you?
Not realizing my full potential in the lifetime I've got. Yeah.
I don't know if you feel this way, but as I'm now in my mid 40s, I'm really feeling that in the lifetime I got part more keenly than ever.
Well, I'm 50 next year, so that number has a real connotation to it. So I'm like, oh, holy crap. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
It's like a halfway point almost.
Yeah. Well, since I also, because this is about fears, and I'm terrified of spiders. I just have to ask, because you're Australian, one of my biggest fears about coming to visit Australia is that I don't think I can handle the spider situation. Is it really as bad as it is in my mind that there are just spiders, big spiders everywhere? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I would easily go months without seeing a spider.
Okay. So you don't have those big, huge, scary ones in your house or anything like that?
No, no.
Okay. No. Thank you. I think I need,
very occasionally you might get one, but no, not, they're not, you're not walking through cobwebs like
this. Okay.
No. Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. Yeah.
That is the assumption many of us have about Australia. So good. Okay. Now I can visit. What would you tell your younger self?
Oh, stop. Oh, that you're just so beautiful. You're gorgeous. And stop, please, for the love of God, stop worrying about what other people think.
Oh, God, if we could just be taught this and if we could just bring it into ourselves to actually like follow that when we were younger. Oh, God. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. What's one of your big dreams?
I have this vision. It's a big vision of sitting that every morning I start, I've got a balcony that's surrounded by trees. I can hear the ocean in the background and I'm just sitting there with my journal and a cup of coffee. That is my, I want to be able to start my day every day like that. And hopefully I've been down to have a swim in the ocean and come back and, yeah, and it's easing to the day. So it's not a big dream, but it's more a vision of how I want my days to start.
Absolutely. Well, and I can imagine all the things that could happen to create that vision, being like so beautiful and aligned with like that end product. That's amazing. Oh, I love that. Final question. If you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
Oh, good question. The first thing that came to my mind was, fuck yeah. But I actually think it would be, fuck that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Lovely.
Just maximum attention. Keep it short, sweet, and simple. Yeah.
Two favorite words right there. Awesome. Thanks, Andrea, for answering those questions.
Thank you. They're great.